弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
好，我们在分享前再一个祷告。
And I'd like to have more prayers before my sharing。
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you。
让我们知道我们需要你。
So that we know that we need you。
我们每一个人都需要你。
Every one of us needs you。
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都需要你。
No matter the one who speaks, translates, or listens, we all need you。
尤其是我们所处的在世代末了的时候。
Especially in this end age。
我们更是加倍的需要你。
We multiply our need in you。
我们求你，在我们需要的这个时候。
When we need you at this time。
你打开天上的窗户。
That you open up the heavenly window。
你向我们显现。
And you reveal to us。
你亲自在我们深处，在我们可以明白或明白的一切，来做成你的工作。
That you can accomplish your work, whether we understand or not。
因为你救我们，你带领我们，你把你的旨意告诉我们。
Because you save us, you guide us, and you tell us your will。
是有荣耀的，是在前头。
And it comes before this glorious。
这是我们天然人所不能够接受或者不能明白的。
This is something we don't comprehend from our nature。
但是你却是带着良善的心意，把你自己荣耀的事放在我们前头。
But you have such a kind heart that you put this glorious in front of us。
我们就把我们自己交托在你的手中。
We put ourselves into your hand。
讲的、翻译的、听的，都一同等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, translates, and listens all await before you。
向我们的心说话。
That you can speak to our heart。
让说话的不说自己的话。
So that the one who speaks is not speaking out of himself。
让听话的听到主你自己亲自的话语。
And the one who is listening can hear your words。
愿你荣耀你自己的名。
And please glorify your own name。
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray。
Amen。我们还是读一章的圣经。
Let's read one chapter of scriptures from the Bible。
在哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3。
好，翻到了哈，我们一边看一边读哈。
And let's read together。
我们岂是又许见自己吗？岂向别人用人的见性给你们，或用你们的见性给人吗？
Are we beginning to comment ourselves again, or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you?
你们就是我们的见性，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道、所念诵的。
You yourselves are our letter written in our heart, known and read by everybody.
你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human heart.
我们因基督，所以在神面前，才有这样的信心。
Such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的，乃是出于神。
Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意。因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
那用字刻在石头上属死的执事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
Now it's the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters and stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of his glory, fading though it was.
何况那属灵的知识，岂不更有荣光吗？
Will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious?
若是定罪的事有荣光，那称义的事荣光就越发大。
If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness?
那从前有荣光的，因这极大的荣光，就算不得有荣光了。
For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory.
若那废掉的有荣光，这长存的就更有荣光了。
And that is what was fading away came with glory. How much greater is the glory of what, of that which lasts?
我们既有这样的盼望，就大胆讲说。
Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold.
不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away.
他们的心地刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有揭去，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
But their minds were all made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read.It has not been removed because only in Christ is it taken away.
然而直到今日，每逢诵读旧约、诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们的心上。
Even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时出去了。
But wherever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
主就是那里，主的灵在哪里？哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，就好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory.Are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
我们提过哥林多后书是一本叫我们知道怎么样侍奉或者需要怎样在主面前学习的一本蛮重要的书。
We mentioned that this book, Second Corinthians, is a very important book for us to learn how to minister the Lord.
关于服侍这个字或者是执事。只是这个人或者只是这个事或者是只是这个服侍的这个动作总共出现了20次。
A minister to service, whether the person, the task, it has appeared 12 times.
这一卷书可以说是我们思考在主面前服侍的一卷其中的蛮重要的一卷书。
So this is a very important book for us to study,when we are surfacing in front of the Lord.
在刚才我们读的第三章里面，我们发现
Chapter 3, we just read.
基督徒显在人面前，不管是显在基督徒面前，或者显在还没有信主人面前。
Christian in front of whether not a Christian or non-Christian.
有三个方面。
We have three aspects.
一个方面是基督的见性。The recommendation.
First one is the recommendation of the Lord.
是基督的见性。
That is the recommendation from the Lord.
不是人的见性。
Not a recommendation from man.
另外一个是新约的知识。
And the next one is the New Testament ministry.
第三个是主的荣行。
And the third one is the Lord, review.
所以你发现他提到这三方面。都同时提到圣灵。
So all these three aspects, he related it to Holy Spirit.
所以在这一章里面，圣灵出现七次。
So over here, Spirit appeared 7 times.
但荣耀这个字呢，中文不一定都翻成荣耀，但荣耀这个字呢，翻译出现11次。
But glorious appeared 11 times.
所以基督徒的生活可以说是。不断的受圣灵带领的生活。
So a Christian's life should be continuously led by the Holy Spirit.
那也在这样的带领当中呢，不断的遇见荣耀的主。
And in this continuous guidance, they will meet the glorious God.
所以因为他是荣耀的主。
Because he is the glorious God.
所以他在我们身上有荣耀的工作。
So he has glorious work on us.
所以其中呢，有一方面的工作是把我们做成基督的见证。
So on one side, the work is to make us as the recommendation of the Lord.
是用永生神的灵血的。
So to be washed and established from the God's Spirit.
不是用笔墨写的。
And not written by ink.
这是非常宝贵的事。
This is precious.
我回想我还没有信主的时候。
I remember before I was a Christian.
至少有两件事。
There were two things.
让我对基督徒有印象。
That I have this impression about Christians.
让我想是因为主在他们身上做的工作。
And that was because Lord had worked on them.
有一件事情呢，就是我有一个老师，他是基督徒。
I had a teacher who is a Christian.
但他从来也不跟我们传福音。
But he never spread the gospel to me.
但是从他，我在大学一年级和大学四年级都学过他的课。
But I had his class during my freshman in college.
经过这大学四年之后，这个基督徒在我心里是有印象的。
But I had such a great impression about him after the 4 years in college.
我说不出来什么。
I couldn't say how.
但是我一想到基督徒，如果是想到一个正面的基督徒印象的话，他是。
But whenever I was thinking about a positive Christian's faith, that would be him.
当然，基督徒也有负面的印象。
And of course, there are some negative Christians.
那就算了。
And let's not talk about that part.
但是还有另外一件事情，就是我在高中到大学的时候，我非常关心一件事。
And before I go to college from high school, I was very concerned about one thing.
就是如果我建立家庭的话，我希望是一个幸福的家庭。
If I had a family, I'd like to have a happy family.
那时候我跟我同学啊，不管是学长的同学，就比我高年级的或跟我同年的，我都关系非常好。
And no matter the classmates at my grade or higher grade, we all have very good relationships.
关系好会有什么结果
？So what is the result after you have good relationship？
关系好就可以自由进他的家。
And so you have freedom to go into their house。
所以我去过非常多的家庭。
So I went into many families。
但是我去很多家庭呢，当然我也是照我自己能表现。他们对我印象好不好我不知道，但是我就是那样。
I went in as myself. I don't know if they have good impression of me or not, but that was me.
但是呢，我就到每个家我去看。我就看他们人和人之间的关系，他们家里的气氛怎样。
I was watching how they react to each other as family members and how is their atmosphere in the house.
经过一段时间之后，我心里就有印象。
After a while, I have this impression.
这个印象呢，就是比较好的，大部分都是基督徒。
And I have this feeling that all those good atmosphere family are mostly Christian family.
虽然我不尊重。基督徒，我也不相信耶稣基督。
At that time, I was not a Christian, and I have no special respect to Christians.
我也没有一个打算，我想要信耶稣。
And I was not planning to be a Christian.
那都没有在我的计划中。
It was not in my plan.
但这个印象放在我的心里面。
But that impression was scarred into my heart.
我不知道为什么。
I didn't know why.
当然现在就知道了。
But now I know.
但那个时候都不知道为什么。
At that time, I didn't know why.
所以。那一些基督徒不知不觉成为对我来讲的话是成为基督的见证。
So those Christians have unintentionally become the recommendation of Christ.
让我对主耶稣对基督有一点点的感觉。
So that I started to have feelings, good feelings towards Christians.
虽然我还是没兴趣信耶稣，但是呢，有一点点感觉。
Even though I have no interest to be Christians, but I start getting that good feeling.
但圣经里面有一些人，他们的那个推荐那个见信的那个力量是很强的。
There are some strong recommendation in the Bible.
其中有一个因为很多圣经很多，我只举几个看看。
And let me give some examples.
其中像约瑟。
Like Joseph.
约瑟是17岁被 他哥哥卖掉。
At the age of 17, he was sold, betrayed by his brother.
而且在卖掉的时候，他都不知道他那件会发生被卖掉的事情。
And he did not know what happened.
而且在卖掉之后呢，做什么职业呢？
After he was sold, what did he become?
被卖掉当奴隶。
He became a slave.
奴隶跟我们现在找的工作是不一样的。
And of course, the slave and nowadays job is different.
现在你工作你不高兴，我就跟你老板不跟你说，你说老板再见，我不来了。
If you are not happy at your job, you can just say bye to your boss.
奴隶是不能这样的。
As a slave is different.
啊，但是他不但但是他当奴隶呢，但他能够克服他突然之间这种极大的灾难到他身上的时候，这个产生的这个打击。
But he was able to overcome the shock of suddenly become a slave.
所以他恢复一个正常跟神的关系。
So he restored his normal relationship with the Lord.
这个关系好到一个地步，这个他的主人觉得说，哇，我现在这里有一个祝福是从你来的祝福。
He had such a good relationship with the Lord that even his owner, master, can feel that I have this blessing from the Lord because of you.
所以他的祝福从约瑟来。
And the blessing came through Joseph.
为什么从约瑟来？
Why is it from Joseph?
因为约瑟跟神的关系在非常困难的时候，但是仍然是通的。
Because Joseph and the Lord has this direct relationship, even though in tribulation.
所以不但是这样，这个祝福是这个主人可以感觉到的。
So this blessing was felt by the master.
所以他就愿意把所有的事情，重要的事情或者任何可以处理事，请他来。
So the master is willing to give all the important tasks to Joseph.
就没有想到他正在做事还蛮顺利的时候。
And he didn't think of anything else, while everything goes smoothly.
那个罪的权势已经就在那蠢蠢欲动。
And the power of sin stored.
那就是他主人的太太。
That is the master's wife.
看上他了。
Had an interest in him.
他只觉得他看上他，他不知道这是罪。
She did not know this is a sin.
所以他呢，就看上他了，他要去犯罪。
And she had this fond of Joseph and became a sin.
但是约瑟呢，逃避罪。
But Joseph is clear.
他不行，这是犯大罪，这是在耶和华面前大罪。
He rejected and refused to sin.
所以他逃避。
And he evade.
逃避，我们讲逃避罪呢，应该是更通达顺利，对不对？
So if you evade, you should be in the right way.
就没有，他一逃避罪之后呢？就被抓起来丢到监牢里面去。
But after he evaded, he was kept up and put into the jail.
结果下场更惨。
And he became worse in the worse environment.
你要圣洁呢，我就让你这个不得超生。
You want to be holy, I'll let you be in the dirty case.
结果呢，他就又更大的被打击，关到牢里面去。
And he got this bigger shock to be in the jail.
那这个时候他又再次恢复。
But he restored himself.
他又跟神再一次有好的关系。
He has good relationship with God.
结果这个在牢里面呢，所有大事小事呢，约瑟来管。
So everything in the jail happening was also governed and managed by Joseph.
就是那个管牢里面的人呢，他知道交给约瑟是最放心的，不会出差错。
Even the head of the jail, master.Is willing to give everything in the hand of Joseph.
结果有一天呢，突然两个法老的大臣呢，一关到监牢里面去了。
And suddenly two officers were put in jail one day.
结果那个大臣呢，有一天晚上，两个大臣同一天晚上，神让他们做了梦。
And there was dream to these two officers.
那一个呢是酒政，他做的梦，那约瑟就帮他们解梦。
One is the wine, cupbearer, and he had this dream.
那约瑟他的梦的结果就是他会出去，他会回到法老面前。
And Joseph's interpretation of the dream is that he would be released and returned to the king.
那这个约瑟呢，知道他会出去，他是 那个酒圣是把他拉出去的一个可能是唯一的机会或者说最重要的机会。
And Joseph knew that this cupbearer will be the most important person to help him get out of the jail.
所以呢约瑟跟他讲说你出去的时候不要忘记我啊。
So Joseph told him, when you are out, don't forget about me.
他说我实在是从希伯来人之地被拐来的。
And he told the cupbearer that I was actually captured from Hebron.
From the land of the Hebron.
From the land of Hebron.
那时候还没有希伯来地。
But there was no land of Hebrew at that time.
那时候是有亚伯拉罕，神也给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的应许。
It has the promise for God had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各在信心里面接受神的应许。
And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob received the promise from God.
那约瑟呢
？How about Joseph?
约瑟是雅各的儿子。
Joseph is one of the sons of Jacob.
是青少年。
He is still a teenager.
但是这个青少年很特别。
But this teenager is special.
他曾祖父从神那里所得的显现所得的应许在他心里有印象。
His grandfather received the promise from God has great impression in his heart.
他祖父讲所得到的在他心里很有印象。
And his grandfather received these promises that Lord will give him is deeply impressed in his heart.
他爸爸告诉他说耶和华神把这块地给我们这是什么应许
He remembered the promise that Lord will give this land to him.
就他不是光有印象，他说那是希伯来人的地。
So this is not just a thought in his heart, but it was he actually said this is the land of Hebrew.
这是一个非常难解释的东西。
And this is something hard to explain.
但是呢，神呢好像已经在他身上做一个工作，就是说我不但是应许给你，现在已经是你的了。
But he is in his mind.He already knew that this is not just a promise, but already happened.
所以他跟那个法老的大臣说，那是希伯来人之地。
So he told this cupbearer saying that I came from the land of Hebrew.
我从那里被拐过来的。
I was captured from there.
所以呢，请你帮我，可以救我出去，救我出去。
And please help me out.
但是这个事情他救出去是在等两年以后，法老自己做梦。
But these things got forgotten by the cup of bearer until the Pharaoh had another dream.
然后那个酒圣呢，就想起来说，哦，在牢里有一个希伯来人。
Then the dream reminded the cup bearer.
所以这个呢，不但是在约瑟里面有印象，也把它刻在那个酒圣的心上。
So this event also impressed into the cup bearer's heart.
所以呢。就他就被牢里拉出来去帮法老解梦。
And so Joseph was taken out from the jail and to interpret the dream of Pharaoh.
然后解梦完之后呢，法老就说：“我们从哪里能够找到有这样一个人，有神的灵在他里面
？”After the interpretation, Pharaoh realized that where can we find a man that has God's spirit in him？
所以约瑟他。当法老解完梦之后，法老不是光感觉他有知识、有聪明、有智慧。
So after Joseph interprets the dream, it did not just reveal to the Pharaoh that Joseph was a smart person.
他身上有神的灵啊。
But Pharaoh realized that the God spirit is in him.
这是个非常特别的感觉。
And this is a special feeling.
这是约瑟跟别的人不同的地方。
And that is the difference between Joseph and others.
这应该是我们基督徒。别人不同的地方。
And this is what Christians should be different from others as well.
如果是看到我们天然的聪明、天然智慧，那是不够的。
If people can only see our intelligence and our wisdom, that's not enough.
因为有神的灵在他身上，他是超越一切天然的。
Because God's spirit is in him, so he surpasses any wisdom and intelligence.
这是人不能给的。
This is something not for man.
人也不能模仿的。
And this is not something can be copied from man.
想学也学不来。
You cannot even study.
因为唯一的方式就是跟至高者， 万灵的神有个密切融洽的关系。
The only way that you can achieve this is to have this smooth and direct relationship with God.
所以刻在约瑟身上的可以刻在别人身上。
So what is caused in Joseph can be done on another Christians as well.
而且人会感觉到他身上有神的灵在。
And other people will feel that God's spirit is flowing in him.
这是很宝贵的事情。
This is precious.
另外一个小朋友萨摩尔。
There is a young person.
Samuel.
There is this kid, Samuel.
萨摩尔第一次听见耶和华说话的时候。
The first time Samuel heard the Lord's voice.
耶和华叫他。
Lord called his name.
他听到说我在这里。
And he heard and he said, I'm here.
他说哦。是不是呢？他因为他自然的反应就是那个大祭司以利叫他。
He was thinking that, oh, maybe the high priest Elijah was calling him.
所以他就跑去，我在这里，你有什么吩咐
？So he went there and says, I'm here. You have any command to me?
你说我没有叫你啊。
And he says, I did not call you.
然后第二次耶和华又叫撒母耳。
Second time the Lord called him Samuel.
他就想说。以利又叫我了，他又跑到以利那里去。
And then he was thinking that Elijah called him again.
以利说我没有叫你啊。
Eli called him again, and but Eli said, "No, I did not call you."
第三次。
Third time.
他又听到。
He heard it again.
又跑到以利那里去。
And he went to Eli again.
这时候以利才想到说，哦，应该是耶和华叫你，不是我叫。
And Eli realized that probably the Lord is calling Samuel.
所以以利告诉他说，如果他在叫你的话，你说耶和华我在这里。
And so Eli told Samuel to answer the Lord and say, Jehovah, I'm here.
所以呢，第三次果然耶和华就在，第四次又在叫他。
So the fourth time when he was called,
那他说我在这里。
And he said, I'm here.
那耶和华就说了一段对以利家审判的事。
And Jehovah told him about the judgment on the Eli family.
这个是撒母第一次经历到神说话。
This is the first time Samuel heard the Lord's voice.
让他要分辨出于人的话还是出于神的话。
So that he has to sanctify whether this voice comes from man or from God.
因为在他从来没有听过神的话以前，他以为
Because before he heard voice from Lord before,
他以为所有的声音都是人的声音。
He thought every voice come from man.
但是当他听到的那一次神的话，
But since after he heard those voice,
他听神的话的窍就开启了，
And his ears were open.
所以他以后神要说话的时候，他可以成为神话的器皿。
So whenever Lord started talking, he became the vessel to listen.
所以圣经记载。
So the Bible had written.
撒母耳从那时候开始，一直到他去世。
From that time until he died.
他所说的每一个神叫他说的话都应验。
Every word that Lord wanted him to say has come true.
哇，这是大事啊。
What a great deal.
今天主如果给我们机会听他的话，照他的话来服侍，如果都应验。
So if Lord let us listen to his word and we do according to what he say and everything we do fulfill the prophecy.
这个不是关个人的大事吧。
This is not a personal big deal.
这可能是教会的大事。
But it become a very big event for the church.
它可能更是影响宇宙的大事。
It could also affect the whole universe.
更大的是整个可能世代转换的一个最大的事。
And what's greater is to change the time.
是撒母耳。
And that's Samuel.
所以神就因为他可以听神的话。
Because he can hear Lord's voice.
所以他就神可以借着他就把那个四散的以色列人呢把他召集到神的面前。
So God can through Samuel's word to gather all the Israelites.
所以在撒母耳服侍的那段时间，以色列人逐渐的就归向耶和华。
So during the service of Samuel, Israelites gathered and worshiped the Lord.
跟神的关系都建立起来。
And established the correct relationship of the Lord.
因为神是预备他，使得这个在以色列的历史当中有一个时代的转换，他是那个关键的人物。
Because Samuel was prepared for the Lord to be the king to change the time.
所以如果神的灵不在他身上做工。
So Lord can work through him.
他没有这个能力。他没有这个能力。
He did not have this power himself.
神做工。
It was God's work.
另外一个年轻人。
And there is another young person.
大年轻。
Daniel.
如果照着我手上的这个资料的话，他被掳到这个巴比伦的时候大概十五岁。
He was captured to Babylon about age of 15.
十五岁的人想什么？
What can a 15 years old person think?
可能我十五岁的时候还在想吃什么喝什么。
I was maybe thinking about what should I eat or wear.
啊，但是这个十五岁的人很不一样。
But this person as a 15 years old is different.
这个十五岁的人，他跟神的关系有个特殊的关系。
He has this special relationship with God.
这个十五岁的孩子不像十五岁。
He was not acting like a 15 years old.
他好像十五岁，我们好像对很多事情还搞不清楚。
We were still in chaos when we were in 15.
但是呢，在他身上，神在他身上有绝对的地位。
But in him, God has this absolute position.
这是很特别。
It's special.
神知道做了什么事情。
We don't know what God has done in him.
但是至少有一件事情是知道的。
But there is this one thing.
他本来是在耶路撒冷。
He was in Jerusalem.
现在呢，被巴比伦王呢，把他们带到巴比伦去。
And he was captured by the Babylon army and came to Babylon.
如果像现在讲话啊，我就做难民吧，那就做难民了。
So, in our words today, he is a refugee.
但是圣经记载哈，在大以理书一开头的时候说，主将犹大王并神的器几分交给巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。
But in the beginning, it says, Lord has put the prince of Judah and all the vessels, the king of Judah, and all the vessels in the Lord's temple,
the vessels in the temple,
to Daniel,
bring to Babylon. 这件事情，他在写这段圣经的时候，第一个强调的是主。
When he was writing about this, the first thing he emphasized is the Lord.
他知道这个事情的背后不是光犹大国打仗失败而已。
He knew that it's not just the defeat of Judah kingdom.
不是说犹大的军队比较不厉害，所以呢，就只好输了，就只好被带走而已。
He knew that it's not because the army was weak.
他知道这后面比这个更高的有个主在那里。
He knew there is a higher command behind all these.
所以主呢决定这件事情。
So it's the Lord who decided what happened.
他本来是属于犹大王跟犹大王在一起的。
He was in the beginning to be with the king of Judah.
但现在呢被带到巴比伦去了。
But now he was captured and brought to Babylon.
那是截然不同的情况。
And it was a very different situation.
因为他在犹大王的年里呢，他很可能是贵族，或者是他是王族里面的人。
In the kingdom of Judah, he could be a noble status.
那他到巴比伦那里去呢，是一个俘虏，而且是一点都看不起的。
But in Babylon, he was a captured, the lowest status.
但他知道这是出于主。
But he knew everything came from the Lord.
但是但以理啊，我就简略过去。他一生给这个在巴比伦或者在波斯帝国的人的感觉是什么
？But the whole life of Daniel, the impression he gave to the people in Babylon or Persian.
这个人有美好的灵性。
That this person has beautiful life.
神的灵与他同在。
The God Spirit was with him.
他有美好的灵性。
He has this good spirit.
所以呢，他呢，他的智慧是超越当时代的。
So his wisdom is surpassing anyone.
然后他的知识呢，也是超越。
And his intelligence was surpassing everyone.
我相信他的智慧跟知识是属于神赐给的。
I believe his wisdom and intelligence all came from God.
因为圣经讲说，就是但以理自己在赞美神和赞美耶和华的时候，他自己讲的。
Because the Bible recorded that Daniel worshipped the Lord and to praise the Lord.
他神借着他来做见证，是至高者在人的国中掌权。
Through Daniel, Lord can reveal to people that who is in charge.
所以呢，这个所有的朝代
，So all these dynasties,
所有人类的历史
，All the history of humans,
都在至高者的手中
，Was controlled by this sovereign God.
然后呢，他说他赐智慧给人
，And it says that Lord gave wisdom to man.
所以就不是经验法则，不是靠经验。
So it's not a wisdom from experience.
所以这里有一个智慧是从神来的智慧。
The wisdom from God.
所以这个但以理在他身上有这种超越的智慧。
So Daniel has this surpassing wisdom above anyone.
你想但以理处的环境是什么环境
？So think about Daniel's environment.
但以理处的环境是随时可以被杀头的环境。
He was living in an environment that he can be decapitated.
只要他稍微话一说的不得体
，As soon as he say the wrong thing，
只要这个王的心情不太好
，As long as the king has a bad mood，
这个王看他有一点点不太顺眼
，As long as the king saw him as an eyesore，
他可能是没有命的
，He could lose his life。
那个是绝对的权柄的
，This the king has absolute power。
那个绝对权柄。像我们活在这种所谓的民主的环境里面是很难感受的。
You might not be able to feel that situation because of our current living standard.
但是的确，神给他超越的智慧。
The Lord has given him the surpassing wisdom.
让那个有绝对权柄的人佩服他。
So that even the one that has the absolute power admire him.
不但佩服他，甚至向他下拜。
Not even just admire to him, but even bow to him.
这实在是人想不来的。
This is something man cannot imagine.
还有一个知识是神给的智慧，是知识。
And the intelligence also came from the Lord.
所以这个都是应该跟圣灵有关系的。
And these are all related to the Holy Spirit.
因为是神给的智慧，
because,
神给的知识。
Because it's the wisdom and intelligence from God.
所以神界的圣灵把这些智慧知识给他们。
So God gave him these through the Holy Spirit.
所以他在不管在哪一个王手下，都知道他这个人有美好的灵性。
So no matter which king Daniel was serving, the kings can realize how good he is.
甚至他被丢到狮子坑里面去，狮子都被神封住口。
Even when Daniel was put into a lion's den, the lion's mouth was shut by God. By God.
这是很难想象的东西。
This is something you cannot imagine.
但是有神的灵，有神的能力在他身上，神就带他有奇妙的经历。
But Lord has this spirit in him and guide him through all this special experience.
所以圣灵会在我们身上做工的。
So Holy Spirit can work in us.
所以每一个如果他是真正的得救。
So if you are truly saved.
而且他有清洁的良心
，and has this a clear conscience。
他跟神有一个融洽地的关系
，and has this right relationship with God。
迟早
，sooner or later，
神要在他身上写一点东西。
Lord will write something on him。
这点东西一写上去之后就擦不掉。
And this was written on a person that would never be wiped out。
啊，这是千真万确的事情。
And this is true。
但这些写的东西呢，不一定只是个人的人生经历。
But what is being written might not be just your personal experience.
它可以是人生经历。
It could be your personal experience.
但主可以把他的经历，把他要给我们荣耀的事写在我们的心上。
But God can write down His glorious will in us.
我在 台湾证券管理委员会工作的时候
，When I was working for the exchange in the SEC in Taiwan, Stock Exchange Commission in Taiwan，
我的一个老板
，My boss， one of my boss，
有一天主把他送到我面前来跟他传福音。
One day, Lord sent him to me so that I can spread the gospel to him.
结果呢，我跟他讲完之后，他没有决定要信。
After I talked about Lord, he did not say he wants to believe.
但是呢，他感觉到就像我没有信主以前，对基督徒有一个特殊的印象。
But he has a different impression to a Christian, just like before I was a Christian.
他说他看到好几个基督徒。去世的时候是充满了平安。
He told me that he saw a few Christians when they passed away, they were peacefully passed.
但他也看到好一些很虔诚的所谓的佛教徒什么去世的时候，那个痛苦，那个极端的痛苦。
And at the same time, he saw a few sincere Buddhists before their passing away.He saw their sufferings and their pain and their complaint.
他不能解释，但是在他心里是很明显的印象。
He couldn't explain why, but this gave him an impression.
但是主在我们身上要做的是更大的。
So Lord has bigger work in us.
所以如果假设我们肉身等不到主的再来。
If our flesh did not wait till, could not wait till Lord return,
我们应该是带着应许离开这个世界。
We should bring the promise from the Lord when we leave this world.
就好像约瑟，他是离开的那个雅各，但是他是带着应许去了埃及。
Joseph when he left Jacob.Even though he left Jacob, he brought the promise with him. So in us, we have promise.
不但带着应许，我们应该带着复活的大能离开。
Not just bringing the promise, but also bringing the power of resurrection.
所以如果带着复活大能离开的时候，当要离开的时候，是在复活的能力里离开的。
So when we leave this world with the power of resurrection, we should know that we have this power in the future.
应该不是在那种劳苦愁烦的那种世俗上没有盼望的光景那样的情况。
So that we would not be the same as the other people who are living without hope.
所以那个盼望什么时候坐在我们身上
？So when is that hope built in us?
那个应许什么时候在我们身上成为实际
？When is that promise become reality in us?
应该是在我们离开这个世界之前，不管是肉身离开或者是肉体离开。
It should be taking an action before we leave, no matter before our flesh was passing away or before the rapture.
所以如果这样的话，那今天我们读圣经和接受圣灵在我们身上那个生命的工作。就变得非常非常的重要。
So then you will see how important it is today when we are reading the Bible.
因为我们的前途不能说是我们想出来的。
Because our future was not from our imagination.
也不是我们可以计划。
And it's not something that we can plan for.
你说主耶稣啊，我帮你计划一下我的前途。
So you cannot say, Jesus, I'll put you in my plan.
你做不了这件事的。
This is not something you can be done.
因为我们不知道主给我们安排的前途是什么。
Because we don't know what is the future the Lord has planned for us.
我们需要主告诉我们我们的前途是什么。
We need the Lord to tell us what is our future.
所以，什么是更大的意象
？So what is the bigger impression?
Vision.
Vision.
Vision.什么是更大的意象
？So what is the bigger visual? Visual.
Listen.、
Listen.
如果主在他永远心里要给我们，成为我们的实际，这才是真正大意象。
What is something that Lord wants to put in us? That is the biggest vision.
谁有意象？谁有意象？主要给我们什么？
What do you know that Lord is going to give you?
圣经已经告诉我。
The Bible had already told us.
主要给我们永远作王。
Lord wants us to be the king all the time.
主要给我们永远的服侍他。
Lord wants us to serve him all the time.
主要给我们使我们成为羔羊的心腹，永远的心腹。
Lord wants us to be the bride of the Lamb forever.
主要我们使我们每一个人像宝石一样可以发光的。
Lord wants us to be like the precious stones that will glow.
主要给我们一个我们没有想过的冠冕。
Lord wants to give us the throne that we never thought of.
这些都是超过我们的这个地上的智慧可以，或者地上的这个思考可以达到的。
This is something out of our personal imagination.
但是有没有主圣灵在我们身上做工到一个地步，这个从听见这样的事，然后变成逐渐逐渐的成为一个事实。
But did the Holy Spirit work in you that starting from what you hear and gradually become the best?
因为这是很关键。
So this is the key.
因为这会影响我们怎样的跟随主。
Because it's going to affect how we follow the Lord.
你如果知道主将来要给我们什么，而且在你里面逐渐是成为实在的东西。
If you know what Lord is going to give us, and gradually these things become the fact,
那你就对于主今天在教会要做的事情呢，你就逐渐明朗化。
Then you gradually understand what Lord wants to do in church today.
这个是没有办法，因为别人告诉我，就是人告诉我而已，但是神没有在我身上做工，而产生那样东西，不可能。
Even if some people tell you, but Lord is not working, then it would not become the fact.
他必须要，当然有人告诉我是特别好的事情。
Of course, if someone tells you it's easier.
但是圣灵要在我身上，把那个告诉我他是真的呢，圣灵要把它做成，在我身上也是真的。
But the Holy Spirit has to help to make this to become true.
那这是一件事情，这是一件需要注意的事情。
So this is something we have to pay attention to.
那所以呢，你在哥林多的前书你就看到。
So in the first book of Corinthians.
哥林多前书你看到，虽然看到我们一读哥林多前书的时候都觉得它是教会不正常的光景。
So the first Corinthians when we read it, we felt like this was saying how abnormal our churches.
但是是在一个不正常的光景中，但是保罗在交通当中把神的工作或把。神在我们身上的心意就放在里面。
In the abnormal situation of churches, Paul wrote this to bring Lord's will into us.
所以我们不是被那些，我们不是去模仿那些不正常的光景。
So we are not copying what is not normal.
我们是如果那些不正常光景发生在我们身上的时候，主有一个把我们归正的方向。
Instead, when the abnormal situation happened to us, Lord has already told us how to bring us out of the normal and to go back to the normal way.
所以如果我们知道归正的方向在哪里，如果我们被带到那个时候，那我们真是感谢赞美主。
So we have to praise and thank the Lord for giving us the way to restore.
在个人身上。
And individually.
或者在团体身上。
Or corporately.
保罗一再的强调，耶稣基督定他定十字架。
Paul emphasized that Jesus Christ and him had been crucified.
这是一个进入受圣灵工作的一个必须的过程。
And that is a must pass before the Holy Spirit can work.
认识定十字架、复活、升天、现在宝座的基督。
Understanding the Christ who crucified, buried, resurrected, and set on the throne.
认识十字架，背起自己的十字架，跟随主。
Understand the cross, put up your own cross, follow the Christ.
你就会被圣灵大大的充满。
And you will be filled by Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵，我们如果假设被我们如果被圣灵充满，我们这个人身上就产生变化。
If we are filled with Holy Spirit, we will change.
十字架和圣灵在我们身上工作的结果，叫我们这个思考、感觉、想法、做法全属地的人，可以转变成为属基督的。
The work of the cross and Holy Spirit will change our mind, our heart, our vision, and will change our life on this earth.
所以有基督的心思要在我们身上逐渐的形成。
When we have the mind of Christ, we'll gradually grow up.
所以这个形成 是一个逐渐的圣灵工作的过程。
And this is a process gradually done by the Holy Spirit.
那结果就是你发现，就是主耶稣怎么想，你也怎么想。
And the end result is whatever Christ thinks, you will think the same.
所以能够进入基督的心思，甚至能进入基督的感觉。
So you can enter into Christ's heart and mind.
如果我们不能进入这个，
If we couldn't enter into this,
我们必须承认，
We have to admit,
神告诉我们许多又高又大的事情，
That God has told us all these great and big things.
我这个地上的头脑没有办法明白。
But my little mind, brain cannot understand.
但是圣灵经过过做过之后，你就知道说，现在不是用头脑明白，是用心去明白。
But after the work of Holy Spirit, you will realize that you are not understanding with your brain, but with your heart.
甚至我头脑暂时反应不过来，但是我心已经没有问题了。
Even though if my thought cannot understand, my heart can totally accept.
然后神在我心里面做的，在我灵里面做的，然后让我的头脑逐渐开始懂一点，懂一点，然后明白一点。
And the Holy Spirit continued to work in my heart so that my mind and brain can gradually understand.
这是很宝贵的过程。
This is a precious process.
我必须承认，我很享受这样的过程。
And I have to admit that I very much enjoy this.
啊，这个是神奇妙的工作。
This is miracle work of God.
我们这个反对神的人，
The people who oppose God.
怎么会后来变成哇？主耶稣，你说的就是我，你说的就是我要的。
How can you become another person that agree to whatever Jesus Christ said?
你的前途就是我的前途。
And that you agree to whatever Christ's future is my future.
你为你的旨意，为教会所定的方针就是我的方针。
That you would agree that whatever Christ has set for the church future is my future.
这个没有办法用说服的方式。
This is something cannot be persuaded.
我承认没有办法用说服的方式。
I cannot. I admit that it cannot be persuaded.
至少对我是没有人说服过我。
At least to me, someone had never succeeded in persuading me about this.
圣灵一点一点做。
The Holy Spirit worked little by little.
你如果个人有经历圣灵，
If you have individual experience with the Holy Spirit,
如果你个人经历圣灵是实在的，
And that is a true experience,
你就会羡慕圣灵所说的教会。是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Then you will admire what the Holy Spirit has told you that church is where the Holy Spirit dwells.
就圣灵不是只能在一个人身上。
Holy Spirit will not restrict it on one person.
圣灵应该在每一个信主人身上是自由的。
And Holy Spirit should freely flow among all Christians.
你记得这个摩西那个时候发生一件事情。
You remember something happened to Moses.
摩西那时候，这个他服侍的太累了，所以那个时候呢，他的岳父就建议他，你就立七十个长老吧。
And Moses grew weary, and his father-in-law recommended him to set up 70 elders.
然后呢，后来神的灵就降下来。
And Holy Spirit from God.
那其中有两个呢，就没有，他就可能是不晓什么原因，就没有来到摩西这里。
Two of the persons were not among Moses.
然后呢，那个约书亚就说，那两个在外面的，不在你这旁边的，应该不算。
And Joshua said the two were out of our group cannot be counted.
你知道摩西怎么回答
？And what did Moses say?
我巴不得全以色列都被圣灵充满。
I would hope the whole.Israelite people were filled with Holy Spirit.
所以教会是神的殿。
So the church is the temple of God.
教会是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Church is where the Holy Spirit dwells.
这个不是概念式的东西。
This is not just for Israelites.
这是需要经历的。
This is something that you have to experience.
这需要每一个弟兄姊妹愿意让主除去他对圣灵充满的障碍。
This is something that every one of us has to willingly allow Lord to take away the blocking stone to allow Holy Spirit to come in.
他需要背起自己的十字架。
You have to put up your own cross to follow.
所以他如果愿意的话，圣灵在他身上就自由了。
So if you are willing, Holy Spirit will be free in you.
如果所有的圣徒都愿意背起自己十字架跟随主。
If all the saints followers are willing to put up their own cross to follow,
证明在每一个圣徒身上都是自由的。
Then Holy Spirit is free among all.
你说教会是会更复杂、更乱呢，还是教会更显出荣耀的光景呢？
So would church become more complicated and chaos, or become more glorious?
以弗所书第四章告诉我们说
Book of Ephesians chapter 4 told us
只有一个圣灵
There is only one Holy Spirit
而且主把我们从各种的情况中拯救回来
Also Lord save us from different situations
我们是不同的背景不同的环境不同的过程不同的种种中拯救回来
We were saved from different backgrounds different process different environments
那我们如果去看我们那些呢那我们就说我们很不同
If you are looking at those you will see that you will say that we are all different
但我们看主的拯救跟主的圣灵呢
But if we look at the salvation from God and God Holy Spirit
我们虽然是有很多原来早期的不同
We can see that previously we were all different
我们得救的那一天已经放在基督里面同归于尽了。
But the day you are saved, you are put in the Holy Spirit, and we become one.
所以那个一是已经成就的事。
So that one has already been done.
他在十字架上已经成就的事。
Lord has done on the cross.
他所给的圣灵，也是把我们带我们进入这个经历的那唯一的方法。
And the Holy Spirit that He gave us is the only way that we can get into this united one.
所以如果我们愿意背起自己十字架跟随主
So if we are willing to put up our own cross,
愿意顺服圣灵
and willing to obey Holy Spirit,
我们不需要常常的提醒说我们需要合一
We do not need to be reminded about the united one.
因为已经是合一了。
Because we are already united in one.
我只要学会，我会不会保守这个合一。
We just need to continue to learn how to keep this one.
我会不会受圣灵来带领。
Am I following the Holy Spirit's guidance?
让主真正的做主。
That allow Lord to become the true Lord.
我如果会的话。
If I know.
我跟其他的弟兄姊妹，可能有很多在天然上的不同。
I might have a lot of differences in nature.
但是我一看到他里面的基督，我就很容易就能够知道怎么能够活在主面前。
But once I see the Christ in him, I know how to live in Christ.
所以不但是神的殿是实际的。
So not just Lord's temple is real.
基督的身体也是实际的。
The body of Christ is real too.
所以在哥林多前书花了很大的篇幅讲基督身体。
So the first Corinthians mentioned about the body of Christ.
这就是主在成全我们的过程中必经的过程。
And that is the process that we must go through.
这个身体要被建立起来。
And this body to be built up.
装饰好。
To be decorated.
成为基督的心腹
to become the Christ bride
而且不但是这样子
not only that
遗憾不义的事情是关系到国度的事情
something that we regretted was about the God's kingdom
这个义呢不是从人的角度来看
something about God's kingdom righteous in God's kingdom
所以基督有一个重要的学习
so there is this lesson of Christ
我们都有意见
We all have our own opinion.
我们都有看法。
We all have our own way of looking at things.
但是我们的看法需要被主自己来印证，是不是神的看法。
But our point of view has to be agreed by the Lord, whether this is something agreed with the Lord.
所以只有一位是义的。
So there is only one righteous.
所以我们愿意神的义不但遮盖我们，也运行在我们。
So we want Lord's righteousness to be covering us, and so that we can live in under His righteousness.
所以国度的见证其中有一面就是神是义的，神的百姓也是义的。
So the vision of God's kingdom is Lord is righteousness and all His people are righteous.
所以这是一个宝贵的。
So this is another precious.
因为这个世界你会发现现在越来越不知道对错。
So in this world you can see that it's hard to tell right and wrong anymore.
而且黑暗势力厉害到一个地步都颠倒是非啊。
And the power of darkness even upside down all the right and wrong.
你如果要用，你要一直体贴人的想法，那你就会你的标准会越来越低，越来越低，越来越低。
If you want to care about how people think, then you are going to lower your standard continuously.
你不知不觉就跟神所定罪的呢是在一样的标准里面。
Unconsciously, you will be so low that you are with the sinners that Lord condemns.
所以我们需要无依无靠的来到主面前。
So we have to come to the Lord.
我们可能懂一点。
We understand a little bit.
可能知道一点。
Maybe we know a little bit.
但需要主，你怜悯我，让你所看为怎，你的心意怎样，让我们真的能够清楚。
But we need Lord's mercy so that we understand Lord's will.
因为国度的见证是不容易的。
Because the kingdom of God testimony is not easy.
不单是义和不义的问题。
Not just about righteousness or not.
它更牵涉到后面有。黑暗的灵界的问题。
But it also related to the spirit behind the darkness.
黑暗的势力就是要叫我们落在不义的光景。
The darkness of authority is to try to pull us down into the darkness.
黑暗的势力想尽一切的办法让我们落在不义的地步。
The darkness power will use every way so that we can be in the unrighteousness.
但是主要借着因为我们来到他面前受圣灵的引导我们不落在那个情况之下。
But Holy Spirit will help us so that we will not be fallen.
而且产生光明的见证。
Instead, we will give glorious testimony.
我想这是一个很值得去思考。
This is something worthy for you to think about.
因为时间的缘故，我必须停在这里。
And because of time, I'll stop here.
主如果愿意的话，也许这个方面我们还要再思考一下。
If the Lord allows, we will have more meditation about this.
我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we put all these words back to your hand.
你是看，如果我们需要，给我们回头的亮光。
As per everybody's need, please reveal back to us.
让每一位圣徒都有基督见性的实际。
So that every saint can be built up by you.
让每一位圣徒也都成为新约执事的实际。
So that we every saint can become the ministry in this New Testament.
让每一位圣徒也能够有主的形象，有那个磨成神儿子的实际。
And so that every saint can have the image of God.
求你做人不能做的工作。
And may you work the work that man cannot do.
赞美你，在你的话中藏了这宝贵的这些话语。
And we praise you because you reveal all these precious words to us.
我们需要你启示。
And we need your revelation.
也需要你给回头的亮光。
And we need your enlightenment.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我补充报告一下。